So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working, okay? The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread, and it could be a printer issue, or it could be the tabulator itself.
That was a Maricopa County election worker explaining that voting equipment had broken down last night. And that was a story all across the country yesterday. From New Jersey to Texas, reports flooded social media with instances of voting machine malfunction. Retired Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, formerly of the Air Force, was tracking voting irregularities and anomalies, and he joins us now. Good to see you, General.
Good to see you, Emerald. Thanks for having me.
Now, we often focus on the machines breaking down and, you know, not working properly, but then there's the whole issue of the mathematics, right, of election results. So tell me, General, because you were looking at our elections in a way that most of us weren't, what stood out to you about yesterday and as we continue to see results trickle in today?
Well, those issues like tabulators, and there were a whole host of different issues, as you mentioned, throughout the country in particular areas. What I was focusing on was the use of cyber warfare that was used in the 2020 election, and going back on that and using that game plan that they used before, they changed the game plan, and they had to because they had so many different contestants, whereas in 2020 there was only two, President Trump and Biden. And so they focused on the Senate and key billets on the Senate. And those four, for instance, in Pennsylvania, they moved, and that's the Chinese Communist Party using hammer and scorecard, moved 330,000 votes from Dr. Oz's total into Fetterman. And the important thing about that is Dr. Oz has lost this by 155,000 votes. So that's, they do it very narrowly, very focused, and they did it not at the end of the evening, they did it early in the evening, and that's why you saw Carrie Lake get so far behind. They went after her, she was a target, Masters was a target, and that's why Kelly supposedly has won out there. But they are contesting it, and they should contest it. Now, in the other states where you've got down in Georgia, that was played with as well. And it's important that they, although they didn't meet the 50%, which means they're going to have a runoff, they should do an audit on that current election, because I think Walker did make the 50% number of votes moved from him over to his opponent. And these are the issues that in all of them that are coming up. Laxalt in Nevada, clearly I mentioned already Dr. Oz, I mentioned Georgia. Those four are the big important ones that the Republicans should have won and would have won unless cyber was used against them. And that's why they're in that perilous condition that they're in right now. Of course, Ron Johnson up in Wisconsin is sitting on the edge himself again. So that's why I think it's important that you do audits versus recounts.
Let me ask you, General. Now, Ron Johnson clearly has been a very outspoken against the vaccines. He's been one of those people actually looking into Big Pharma, looking into Hunter Biden. He's clearly a target of many different entities. But now Oz and Walker, a lot of people, politicos will say they didn't consider them good candidates, and they're accepting what they're seeing, saying we don't see anything, you know, here other than they weren't good candidates. But tell me, when you're looking for this, General McInerney, how do you see that these votes have been moved? What specifically are you looking for that signals to you that this is happening?
Well, I can't divulge the technique. I must, for a number of reasons, because they are being contested. But when I can tell you that there were 330,000 votes from Dr. Oz moved over to Fetterman, take it to the bank. It's good technology. We're able to analyze it. We have it from multiple sources this time because we have the scar tissue from the 2020 election. And so that's where we're having duplicate solutions, technology that in fact corroborate what we found. And so, and I apologize for not being able to let you know the source, et cetera, but just be assured that if it goes into an audit, and the Democrats will fight tooth and nail from doing an audit, but that it is, you can take it to the bank. Now, there are different other techniques that they use. The mail-in ballots, for instance, they need to do audits on the mail-in ballots. It was Pennsylvania that mailed out 255,000 votes, mail-in ballots, to illegals, and they were caught, and they admitted it a week before the election. They admitted, well, we made a mistake, they said. The same thing happened in Colorado. 1,000 mail-in ballots were mailed out to, quote, illegals, you know, these people that have been coming across the border every day. And clearly the administration knows where they are because they've given them cell phones and that. And so they were caught. So there's a lot of that going on that I was not looking at. All right. I've been focusing primarily on the cyber warfare. And but there are other techniques. We saw the tabulators yesterday that were, quote, not working because of the printer or some other setting. Those were not accidents, Emerald, deliberate. But it's also what we call in the business chaff. It takes your attention off. It's deception on what they are actually doing and going for the juggler.
You're right. They employ a bunch of techniques, and there's often the squirrel one that makes you look the other way and you miss the main event. We're glad you're watching. We look forward to learning more. Let's have you back very soon to give us what else you're finding out. Let's see if they do those audits. I think you're right. I think they just need to be done in general, true forensic audits, no matter what. Thank you so much, General McInerney. So good to see you.
Okay, good seeing you.